In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So here we are in volume 35, 8, 9, 1937. To live in our divine will is precisely this. So what does it mean to live in the divine will? Jesus says this: we have one single will, one single love, all common goods, one with God. One single will, one single love. And in all that may be lacking to the creature, everything, we give ourselves in order to make up for the soul in everything, to be able to say, whatever we, triune God, want, the soul wants as well. It's nothing that's human. It's all divine. Our love and hers are one. And as we love the soul, so does the soul love us. It's a mutual love. It's a divine love, not a human love. My daughter, we would lack the strength if we, triune God, did not elevate the creature who lives in our divine will to the level of our divine likeness, to let her possess our divine goods. Indeed, with my celestial mother, because she lived in and possessed the life of my divine will, we loved each other with one single love. And we love souls with a twin love. That's Jesus and Mary. Volume 35, 10, 19, 1937. When we created the creation, we also loved ourselves. So when we loved ourselves in stretching out the heavens, in the sun, in creating the sun, it was the love for ourselves that moved us, triune God, to create many beautiful things worthy of us, triune God, and inseparable from us. So here, you know, Louisa once said to Jesus, there was bugs flying around in her room. She says, why are there so many bugs? And Jesus says, because I could not stop saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. And when we created Adam, the love of ourselves became more intense. And as we loved ourselves in him, our love produced our divine life and our divine likeness in the depth of his soul. One cannot give but what one possesses. And since our love was perfect, and in loving ourselves, we could not separate ourselves from what came out from within us, triune God. So again, what is the divine will? It's one single love, entering into this abundant life, of God. Volume 35, 12, 21, 1937. You must know that in creation, it took nothing other than our omnipotent breath to infuse divine life in Adam. When God breathed the Ruah of God into Adam, Adam came alive, image and likeness of God. But how many prodigies in that breath? We created the soul, providing it with three powers: intellect, memory, and will, the true image of our adorable Trinity. And with the soul, he received the heartbeat, the breathing, the circulation of blood, the motion, the warmth, the speech, the sight. What did it take to make all these prodigies in man, in Adam? The simple act of ours, our divine breath. Armed with our power and with the race of our love, then unable to contain it any longer, ran and ran toward Adam, even to the point of making of Adam the greatest prodigy of the entire work of creation. Now you know why the devil wants abortion. They want to stop the greatest prodigy of creation. Now, my daughter, since man did not live in our divine will, his three powers have become obscured. Since Adam produced the original sin, the three powers, intellect, memory, of will, has become obscured, and our image, adorable image, is deformed in man in such a way that As he lost the first heartbeat of God's love within his heartbeat and the divine breath within his human breath, or rather he has not lost it, but he does not feel it. Therefore, he does not feel the circulation of the divine life within him and the motion of good, the warmth of the supreme love, the word of God within his own word, the sight to be able to look at his creator, to look at his God. So what does the Holy Church do? The Holy Church says, we're going to have exposition. John Paul II wanted exposition in every parish. He did not want it just an hour of exposition. What he did in the Vatican, perpetual adoration in every parish. He says, if you're not spending time looking at our prisoner of love, how can you fall in love with him? See, it's not to go to a place to read a book. It's not a place to pray your prayers. It's a time to look at Jesus in the monstrance and to fall in love with our God. How do you fall in love with our triune God? By falling in love with the triune God, spending time with him. This is what Jesus is asking of us. He's rather asking of us to look at him. Look at him. This is what God is waiting for. Look at his creator. So we created everything so that all might be enclosed and animated in our divine will. Therefore, just as we issued the creation, let there be fiat lux, so it must return back to us, back into our adorable fiat. So all that is out there in creation, all the I love yous of creation, is where to embrace that of creation. Creation is ours. Redemption is ours. Sanctification is ours. It's to fall in love with God. It's to participate. So when we learn how to pray the rounds, the creation will show us how much God loves us. All we have to do is look, listen, smell, taste, touch, all that is out there. And what happens is you become aware of God's I love you. So it must return back to us, back into our adorable fiat. If we didn't do so, it would seem as if we had not enough power to do it all, or not enough love to be able to conquer all, or wisdom to dispose of everything. So what do we do? As we pray the round of creation, as we make our round in the divine will of creation, try to, when you're going through your rounds, try to imagine things that you've never thought about, okay, in creation. This is why, you know, sometimes the picture book of encyclopedia helps. You look and you go, wow, I never thought of thanking God for this. Lord, I thank you in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, future. Oh, I never saw the microscope picture of this. I've never seen the telescope picture of that. Lord, I thank you and I praise you and I love you in the name of everyone and everything. I adore you. I fall into this I love you. We are alone with God. And what we do is we begin to fall in love with him in the name of all of humanity, bringing everyone with us to present it to God. See, the difference between doing the will of God and living in the will of God is that big. Mother Teresa picked up a baby and she spent 5 hours in front of the Blessed Sacrament and then 5 hours on the street. She would pick up a baby, bring it to the orphanage, one at a time. We, in the divine will, picture everyone and everything, past, present, and future, bring everyone and everything to the throne of God in the name of everyone and everything, praising God and loving God and glorifying God. It's an explosion of I love yous to the throne of God, calling the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. The evil one is terrified of this. He sees what's coming. He's going to go to the pit of hell, a complete failure. God's kingdom's coming. The day will be like 1,000 years. 1,000 years will be like a day. That's just the first day. 1,000 years is just the first day. Can imagine what God has got planned for us. He loves us so much. He loves us so much. Therefore, the children of our fiat shall serve to make us fulfill our divine will in them. That's us. We're going to cross the Red Sea. And this is why they shall be our glory. They shall be our triumph. They shall be our victory. Finally, 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 someone's living the life of Adam before the fall, living the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. They shall be our true children who shall not only carry our divine image, but the divine life of the celestial Father himself as their own life dwelling in them, never separated from God, ever. These children of ours shall be our life, our heaven, our sons, S-U-N-S. This divine light, life, and love of God is going to emanate from these children. Hopefully, we are these children. Hopefully, we are the ones that Jesus is talking about. The only thing we can say is he's given us the book of heaven. We have a duty, an obligation to read, study, and put this into practice, to begin to live this life that Jesus says he's been waiting for 6,000 years. It's the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary that's now found in Louisa. In all created things, our supreme being manifests our divine power, our divine wisdom, our divine goodness, and the order of our divine love. And we, Triune God, give it back to humanity so that humanity may love us with divine power, powerful, divine wisdom, divine, this all good divine love, being himself back in the image and likeness of our divine love. All this can be received by the soul who lives in our divine will. The first one is Louisa. And we know who the second one is going to be. The guy with the keys. The guy with the tiara. And since we say that she lives from our own divine life. Volume 36, 5-6, 1938. This is the life of our fiat to generate regeneration. And where it reigns, it generates continuously without ever ending, generates in us, Triune God, keeps the life of the Most Holy Trinity, generates in the creature in which it reigns, generates our divine image, our divine love, our divine sanctity. So we still have a lot to do in the work of creation. We haven't seen anything yet. This is the gift of gifts. This is the prodigy of prodigies. And the door hasn't opened yet. The one who has the keys to the kingdom is going to open this door, and there'll be one church, one flock, one shepherd. A new beginning for all of humanity. It's coming. It's close. And Jesus is saying to us, do you want to help me bring this sooner? Do you want to help me bring this sooner? Everything's done. I've given everything to Louisa. Now it needs to be known. You don't stand on a street corner saying, you've got to know the divine will. Read the divine. No, it's for you. You've already said yes to God. It's not your family doesn't want it. Your neighbors don't want it. Your coworkers don't want it. Your parishioners don't want it. It has to be known by us. The more we know this, the sooner the kingdom's going to come. Why? Jesus says, I'm asking you who have the book of heaven to be the yeast in your community, in your parish, in your home. You have to be the yeast in the midst of creatures. What does that mean? That's where Jesus and Mary is. reigning in you. And it's bringing everyone alive with this light that's emanating from you that you really can't see at this point, but God sees it. And God is saying, are you living the life that I'm giving you? Are you responsible to the duty that I have given you? Are you being faithful to what I've asked you to do? And when we say yes, good. So Jesus says we have to reproduce our acts and our works that shall serve as the most beautiful ornament for our heavenly fatherland, the most beautiful divine masterpiece for my heavenly fatherland. Hopefully that's us who get out of the way and let Jesus reign. I mean, that's why Jesus says, are you willing to give up everything, even holy things? People say, I'm not going to give up holy things. Not going to give it up. It's the life of a saint is good, holy, and saintly. The life of Louisa is that drop of water sharing in divinity. Are you willing to share in the divinity of Christ as Christ humbled himself to share in our humanity? Once you get to know Louisa, Louisa was called Louisa La Santa, Louisa the Saint. And Father Bucci says, the church will one day proclaim Louisa the saint of the divine will. The saint of the divine will. So God wants us to be as a beautiful ornament as Louisa is. After this, my mind got lost in the ocean of the fiat and made me aware of everything. And all seemed to belong to me as well as to God. Then my beloved Jesus, almost suffocated in his flames of love, added, my blessed daughter, the one who lives in my divine will has always been, listen to this, inseparable from her creator, always, from the beginning of time to the end of time. She was with us from all eternity. Our divine will brought her onto our laps of love, court, and enjoy her. And since then, we have felt her love palpitating in God, in us, calling for the work of our creative hands to make her one of our blessed images. Jesus says, when the divine will reigns, it's going to look as if Adam did not sin. Everything has been repaired and redone. By whom? By the souls who are striving to live in the divine will. Repairing and redoing. We don't take anything personally. We say, Lord, I'm sorry this is happening to you. Number one, thank you for showing this to me. Number two, I'm sorry it's happening to you, and I want to repair this and all that is out there that is opposed to you, all opposed to your holy humanity. I want to repair and redo as you taught Louisa. 536, 517, 1938. Wasn't it from nothing that we, triune God, created so many harmonies up to our very image in the creation of Adam? My truths shall be like the dowry needed in order to marry God. That's what Adam left. Jesus came to earth to find his bride. He will marry the church collectively, but he will marry each and every one of us individually. As if, Jesus says this to Louisa, as if each person had their own personal Jesus that no one knew about. The intimacy that no one will know about. My truths in the divine book of heaven shall be like the dowry needed in order to marry God, to get to know the one who loved, lowered himself, and even ties himself for love of us in the bonds of marriage. My truths touch the creature over and over. They mold her into a new life. Again, God's life. They return her to the beauty of our divine image and the resemblance from which she was created, and impress upon her the kiss of inseparable union. Heaven and earth kiss. By everything, the peace that's coming, the joy that's coming. It's just, we haven't seen anything yet. 536, 821, 1938, you must know. Read the book if you can. That if I form my life in the thought of the creature who lives in my divine will, I feel the company of his human intelligence that courts me, that loves me, and comprehends me, placing its memory, intellect, and will in my power. Jesus, I surrender my human intellect. I want to have a divine perspective. I surrender my human memory. I don't want what I've thought of, what I know. I want divine memory. I want to know you, Jesus, and Mary. And then finally, I want to surrender my human will. Why? So that I don't have my human will anymore. The misery, the worry, the fear, the anxiety, the complaints, the negativity, the sin. I want your divine will to reign in me. It comprehends me. Listen to this. I feel the company of the human intelligence, courts me, loves me, comprehends me, placing its memory, intellect, and my will, intellect, memory, and will in my power, Jesus says. And since these three powers were created in our image of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I feel our eternal memory, divine memory, that forgets nothing, giving to us, triune God, for company. I feel the company of my wisdom that understands me, divine intellect. And also the company of the human will fuse with my most holy divine will, loving me with my eternal love. Volume 36, 8, 28, 19, 38. Now, from the creation of beings, I went to the creation of man. So all that's created of these creatures, now he says, now Adam. How much love in creating Adam. Our divine will poured love, and in creating Adam, our love was flowering, investing every fiber of Adam's heart, every tiny little piece of his bones. Our love laid his nerves, and we made it also flow in his blood. We invested his steps, his motion, his voice, his heartbeat, and each one of his love thoughts. When our love molded him, it filled him so much that even in every created thing, even in his breath, he had to give us, triune God, love, just as we loved him in everything. Our response is for all of creation to give an I love you for every leaf on a tree, every blade of grass, every grain of sand, every drop of water. It's all an I love you to us. Think about it. When you walk on the beach and you see a stone and you go, wow, and you pick that up, God put that there from the beginning of time for you to go, wow. But with everything, our brains are so limited that we see one, oh, I like that. But it's everything. Just as we loved him in everything. And when our love reached the excess of breathing over Adam, to leave Adam our divine love breath for completion and crowning, we created our image in his soul, providing it with memory, intellect, and will, remaining in Adam as our bearer. He bears God. Therefore, Adam is united to us as limbs, and we are within him as if in our house. But how much suffering we have received from mankind. Our love is not in force. Our image is there, but it is not recognized. Our house is full of enemies that offend us. And we say that man changed our destiny as well as his own. He turned upside down our designs for humanity. And humanity keeps causing pain to our arm that continues to love him and to give him life. It's all going to come full circle. It's all going to come back to God. This is why God gave us the book of heaven. It's a new beginning. It's a new beginning for all of humanity. And he's asking us, are you willing to say fiat? Are you willing to let me reign so that the kingdom can be established on earth as it is in heaven? What I wanted right from the beginning. Are you willing to stop all this nonsense? To come back to God? Are you willing to bring all of humanity with you? When we say yes, God goes, good. And he says, prove it. And that's where we have to read. We have to read. And I have so many people say to me, oh, I know what the divine will is. It's on page 45 of this. And I go, well, it depends. I said, you know, volume 1 through volume 10 is how to become a divine mirror of Jesus. Volume 11 through volume 19 is how to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit. Volume 20 through volume 36 is how to receive the divine inheritance of the Father. I said, it's all together. It's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit all together. And we have to learn that. There's no rules or regulations. Each person has, Jesus says, you can receive it 30, 60, or 100 fold. Whatever you want, I'm going to fill you with. So if we're just reading, I like this part. God goes, okay, then I'll fill you with that part. It's more than that. It's to enter into the life of God. That's what the Book of Heaven is. You begin, your intellect, memory, and will become the way God wanted it from the beginning. You can't find this in any other book. I'm sorry. This is the way God set it up. He says, 536, 11, 20, 19, 38, you must know, again, you must know. The more acts the creature does in our divine will, the more she enters into God. The more we extend the little field within our divine womb. See, we're returning to the womb of the Father. The more beautiful the works that we, God, can do in the soul. And the more we can give of ourselves to the soul. See, it's not just finding a passage. Oh, I love that passage. It's to enter into the totality. It's diving into the infinite ocean of love and drowning, Jesus says, never to leave. Every minute, every microsecond, it's going to be more spectacular than the one before. Therefore, the creature is always under the increasing action of our divine life. That's the infinite ocean of love. Our love for her is so great that we carry her in our arms, continuously repeating, we, Triune God, make you, it's each and every one of us, in our image and resemblance. We nurture her with our divine breath, with our divine sanctity, with our divine power, with our divine goodness. We look at her, finding our reflection, our divine wisdom, our enchanting beauty in the soul. How could we ever stay without this creature if we were tied together by our divine attributes? Think about that. This is what the divine will does. It ties us to God with the divine attributes of God. How can you be separated? If she possesses us and continually gives us in return what we give her, it's breathing in, breathing out. It's God and us, one with God. Heart beating, heart not beating, beating, pumping blood in, pumping blood out. It's continually, I love you to God in the name of everyone and everything so that the kingdom can be established on earth as it is in heaven. She possesses us and continually gives us in return what we gave her in order to love and repay us. The destiny of Adam was so reversed that he almost couldn't recognize himself. He went down into the abyss of miseries. That's where we still are, even though we have been redeemed. And where we've learned how to do the will of God. Now Jesus is bringing us back to living in the will of God as the new Adam and the new Eve taught Louisa. The strength, the light, were not in his power anymore. Before he sinned, our image and resemblance were growing in all of Adam's acts. That was a task we assumed in the act of creating him, and we did want to maintain our task as God, keeping in force our creative word through his very acts. We wanted also to keep him always together with us in continual communication with us, Triune God. Furthermore, 536, 11, 26, 19, 38. Furthermore, for the soul on her journey, we circulate the coin of merit. This is our divine image is coined on each of her acts and animated by our divine will. So when you say, come divine, well, breathe in my breathing, it's Jesus in us that's breathing. Come divine, well, beat in my heart beating. Come divine, well, gaze in my gazing. Come divine, well, walk in my walking. Come divine, well, sing in my singing. This is what God is teaching us to do. Furthermore, the soul on her journey, we circulate the coin of merit. Our divine image is coined in each of her acts, animated by our own divine will. These coins have infinite value. Why? God is doing it. It seems like we're doing it. Jesus says, but God is doing it. Why? He takes us at our word. Jesus, breathe in my breathing. He says, I'll take you at your word. I'm going to breathe in your breathing. How can you not be happy? These coins have infinite value. So whatever she wants, she has the money to pay me for anything she wants. Think about that. This goes back to the command prayer. Jesus teaches Louisa the command prayer. And he said, basically, like Peter on the water, when he saw Jesus walking, he says, if you are the Messiah, command me to come to you. Jesus says, come. He gets out of the boat and walks on the water, which is impossible for a human. Think about what God is doing. He says, whatever you want, I want. In the divine will. Think of the power of the prayer. See, once the souls begin to understand the power of the command prayer, it's not me commanding God. You do this. It's Lord, here's my prayer. Make it your command. That's what Peter did. If you're the Messiah, command me to come to you. Jesus, come. He walks on water. Anything you want, Jesus says. He says, she has the money to pay me for anything she wants. Therefore, our concern and interest is for the souls on their journey because, listen to this, this is the time for conquest. There's no conquests in heaven, Jesus says. It's only joy and happiness in heaven. This is the time for conquest. This is the time to say to God, let it be done as you say. Ask, believe that you have received it and is yours. Jesus says the prodigies that are going to happen in the divine will have never been seen before. Never been seen before. Why? Because this is the time for conquest. Once he has given us the understanding in the book of heaven, what he wants and expects of us, stand back. We haven't seen anything yet. Jesus said that you'll do far greater things than I. How can we do far greater things than God? Because God in us is going to do it. We're just giving him the way. You do it. Use me. Let it be done as you wish. You think the crossing of the Red Sea was a hard thing for God? The parting of the water was a hard thing for God to do? We're going to see that happen with us. God's going to show us. This is the time for conquest. This is the time for conquest. Write that on your blackboard. Put that, make a note on your mirror in your bathroom. Put a sticker on your refrigerator. Put a sticker on your computer. This is the time for conquest. He says, well, there are no conquests in heaven, but only joy and happiness. Now is conquering. Now is the time of conquering. Now is the time when the kingdom is coming. 536, 12, 18, 19, 38. Our divine will is our divine life, divine love, and love is the food. See, the high, noble, and sublime point at which we, triune God, want the soul. We want to form in the soul the life of our divine will. It shall convert all things, circumstances, crosses, and even the air she breathes into love. See, we're entering into this time, feeding her in order to say, the life of our will is yours and ours. We eat the same food. Jesus says there's three breads. The first bread is your daily bread. The second bread is the supersubstantial bread of the Holy Eucharist, which Jesus says, I give to you so that 15 minutes that you're one with God, in communion with God, right at the end of Mass, he says, we're to adore him and love him, praise him, thank him for that 15 minutes. It's not a time of fellowship. It's a time for adoring God and loving God and praising God and thanking God and glorifying God, truly worshiping God. And so Jesus is saying, I'm asking you to enter into this life of love. This is what he's planning. He's planning this. He says, He says, we eat the same food. Why? The first bread is the bread of the divine will. So we have the second bread, super substantial bread of the Holy Eucharist, for that 15 minutes until the host dissolves. Why? Jesus says, to prepare us for the perennial communion that's coming in the kingdom. And it begins now for those who want it. You can have begin a perennial communion with our God, our Savior, our Master, our King. Through this, we see the creature growing in our image and resemblance as we eat this first bread. These are the true joys of our creation, being able to say to our children, we look alike. And what wouldn't the joy of the creature be in saying, I look like my Heavenly Father? What great joy that's going to be. This is why I want the creature to live in my divine will. I want my children to look like me. Image and likeness. God's got everything planned. He's doing this. He's preparing us. We have a duty and a responsibility. Jesus is saying this to Louisa. If we believe it, good. If you don't believe it, it's not for you. When I read this, all I can see is how much our God loves us. I can't get over every day. It's more of an I love you that God is giving us, to the point of, I want nothing else but this. This is the gift of gifts. This is the prodigy of prodigies. Louisa Picaretta and the divine will. It's not just the divine will. It's Louisa Picaretta and the divine will. She is the newborn. She is the firstborn of the divine will. As we enter into this gift, great things are coming. Amazing things are coming. Astonishing things are coming. I want my children to look like me. I look like my Heavenly Father. I can't wait until we can say that and mean it. Jesus says, daughter, without my divine will, there is no one who can feed it, understand it, form it, or grow it, as can children who look like us. See, this is the light that nobody can see yet. This is the light that is emanating from the souls and the divine will. The angels see it and the demons see it. The demons, the closer you get to Jesus and Mary, the more the demons flee from you. They can't get near you because they're terrified of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. They are terrible. And this is why they can't get near Louisa. She possesses the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. It says, without my divine will, no one can say, I understand, I feed it, I form it, I grow it. As the children of the divine will can say, who look like us, who look like God. Instead, they leave our house and they do not know what we do. And what we are. So God wants to be known how much we love them and what they need to do to be like us, triune God. See, there's nothing like this. There's no God like our God. God wants us to be like him. Image and likeness. He doesn't have his thumb on us. He says, he shed every drop of blood for us. Our Lady's heart was torn in two because of love for us. And now they're saying, through Louisa, I want you to enter into my abundant love, my abundant life, my abundant light. I want you to possess this. We do have a duty and obligation to God if we read the book of heaven. And it's heaven. That's our obligation, to live heaven before we die, to live the resurrected life before we die, as John Paul II said. Jesus says this, it's very, very important. Therefore, our image is far away from them. How can we ever look alike if they do not know us and if nobody talks to them about our divine being? Volume 36. So this is why we're talking. How can they know us if nobody talks to them about our divine being? This is the role of the priest. The priest is to tell us what God wants for us. 536, 1228, 1938. Now, since we want to deal with the creature one-on-one, we have disposed in our invincible love and infinite wisdom to give the soul our divine will so that the soul would be embellished with this divine light, clothed with its divine love. This is the divine nobility, sanctified with its divine sanctity. See then how necessary it is that our divine will reign in humanity, in each person. Only our divine will has the power to purify and embellish. Okay, there's a lot of books out there. Jesus says the only book that will transform a soul is the Book of Heaven. When you start reading the Book of Heaven, all the other books, you just close. I mean, you read Sacred Scripture, but all the other books you just close because nothing compares with what Jesus is telling Louisa. Nothing brings us back to living in the image and likeness of God as the Book of Heaven. Nothing can compare with us. Jesus says that he wants to transmute us as we read the Book of Heaven. That transmutation is the inside and the outside of the element is changed into a completely different element. That's what God wants to do with us. That's why God is asking us every day, how much do you want this? Then he says, read, study, put this into practice. God loves us so much. To embellish us so as to form our divine army. This is military. This is military. The divine army is an army of love. The divine army of love is going to conquer the world. This ocean of love that's coming is going to, we're going to drown in this infinite ocean of love, never, never to leave this divine love, divine light, divine life, divine love of God, light, love, and love. Light, love, and life. That's right. We shall feel honored. Listen to this. God's feeling honored to live with them and they with us. And they shall be our children surrounding us, dressed with our divine clothing. This is the divine nobility. See, Adam was naked. He was clothed in divine nobility. And when he sinned, he lost his clothing. He lost the royal divine garments. That's one of the reasons Our Lady gives us the scapular. It's the clothing of heaven, she says. And it's only a little scrap that we wear. But it's to prepare us to be reclothed in divine nobility. This isn't about being human. It's about really being human, the way God originally planned with Adam. To live this abundant life, one with God, us with God, God's with us. Jesus says this, dressed in our divine clothing and embellished with our image. Therefore, our will purifies, our divine will sanctifies, our divine will embellishes first. Then it admits them into our divine will to live together with us. So that's what we're doing when we're reading. God is purifying us, sanctifying us, embellishing us. As we read, every day as we read. Why? To admit us to live in the divine will together with God. To go back to where Adam was before the fall. This is what God is waiting for. And it's soon, let me tell you, it's very, very soon. It's here for some. And so we begin. We end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, and we pray that all the little children of the holy divine will become divinely healed, and we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen, that the kingdom be established on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you. We'll talk to you next month.